It doesn't take a statistician to figure out that men dominate the stands of Qatar 2022, just as they have at previous tournaments. FIFA says at the 2018 World Cup, about 25% of the spectators were women. It expects the same this year.
You know, well, football match is for the men, but we are women also want to cheer it up.
Qatar ranks as one of the safest countries in the world, according to several lists.
You feel very protected, you know, there's security everywhere. And like as a woman, I don't think you can feel like a difference between if you were a man, like everyone is safe. I made friends with people around me.
The Muslim country also prohibited the sale of alcohol in and around the stadiums.
We've been in England in matches, and you cannot imagine with alcohol what they do. So, yeah. It made a big difference.
FIFA debuted a human rights volunteer program at Qatar 2022. More than 100 volunteers are positioned at every match and fan zone. They're here to observe, engage with fans and workers, and record any grievances, such as sexual harassment, discrimination, and disability access issues.
FIFA is hoping the program raises awareness and ensures a better fan experience.
You actually have your rights, because most of the time people feel like, okay, that's it. And they just like, okay, accept whatever it is. But actually it's not, because you have the rights. You have the right to speak, you have the right to express, you have the right to be a human.
LGBTQ fans and their supporters who wore rainbow T-shirts or carried flags into the stadiums in Qatar might dispute that. There is now a means to formally file a complaint with FIFA. It plans to share lessons learned with the Center for Sport and Human Rights. Off the pitch, the goal is to create a human rights program that could be used for other sporting events such as the Olympics. Natasha Ghanem, Al Jazeera, El Khor, Qatar.